Text 15. Descriptive texts and discussions. Page 114. Medical student disabled for life after drunk driving accident. A 22-year-old medical student from Pasadena, California, who was tragically injured in a car crash last month and was told by doctors that her possibilities of walking again are almost non-existent, has decided to sue all parties involved for a record-breaking $25 million. Violently hit. The accident occurred at 2:20 a.m. on a quiet freeway near the suburbs of the city. Road conditions were uncharacteristically dangerous for the time of year, with heavy fog and sub-zero temperatures causing icy roads and making driving conditions particularly risky. Miss Clarkson, from Phoenix, Arizona, was driving her compact car, a Hyundai Atos, when she was violently hit from behind in the trunk of the car by Mr. Fitzgerald, the CEO of a tech firm from San Francisco. The resulting collision caused the gas tank of the Atos to rupture, which started a fire from which Miss Clarkson could not escape, as she was trapped in the driver's seat, under the collapsed steering wheel and next to the gear shift. Mr. Fitzgerald was driving a large SUV, and although the collision destroyed the truck's front bumper, hood, headlights, and the engine collapsed, Mr. Fitzgerald escaped any injury. 9 different operations. Ambulance and fire crews arrived shortly afterwards and were able to quickly free the passenger by cutting the windshield and dashboard. However, by this time Miss Clarkson had suffered third-degree burns across 80% of her body. After 9 different operations and more than 30 hours in surgery, doctors have been unable to restore feeling in her legs due to severe trauma in her spinal cord. They have consequently determined that she will probably never be able to walk again unless she undergoes an extensive and highly specialized recovery regime involving the use of expensive, unique medical equipment and staff. Complaints to local government. Regarding the site of the accident, local residents told reporters that they have previously complained on various occasions to the local government about the poor lighting in the area, saying that the streetlights haven't worked in that part of the street for months, and accidents often occur at night due to the hidden curves hidden in the road. A local government spokesperson said that they had received the neighbours' comments and were in a process of assessment and revision. At the time of the accident, road conditions were a little icy in the area with uncommonly cold temperatures for that time of year. Once again, local residents complained that the government did not put any warning signs on the road, nor did they try to clear the ice. Police investigation. In a separate investigation, police revealed their findings of the investigation into the state of the vehicles and the driver's actions previous to and at the time of the accident. According to sobriety tests, Mr. Fitzgerald was twice over the legal alcohol limit. He had been drinking at a local bar called Donnie's. After questioning many witnesses there, police determined that the staff and manager knew Mr. Fitzgerald was over the legal driving limit when he left and saw him get into his car, yet they did nothing to stop him. Police also released information that he had previously been convicted and fined for 2 other drink driving incidents. In both cases, no other parties were injured. Further analysis of the tire marks on the road at the site of the accident show that Mr. Fitzgerald was travelling 15 miles per hour over the legal speed limit in the area, 30 miles per hour, and also prove that Miss Clarkson was travelling at the speed limit. She had not consumed any alcohol before the accident either. According to the Department of Motor Vehicles, DMV, Miss Clarkson had a clean driving record with no incidents recorded in all her driving history. Mr. Fitzgerald, on the other hand, has 2 reports of speeding as well as the other 2 incidents of driving under the influence of alcohol. In all cases, no other parties were injured. The police also determined that the emergency crews arrived within the established time limit and performed an exceptionally professional task to rescue Miss Clarkson from almost certain death. All hospital staff were also commended for their efforts to save mobility in the upper half of her body. $25 million lawsuit. For this reason, Ms. Clarkson has declared that she will be suing Mr. Fitzgerald and all parties involved in her accident and subsequent injuries to cover the entire recovery process, including compensation for loss of earnings. She has had to drop out of medical school and will probably never be able to work or study again. Doctors and specialists have calculated all these costs at approximately $25 million. To stand any chance of getting her life back to some sort of normality as it was before the accident. If approved, this will be one of the largest quantities ever awarded in a civil lawsuit in state history. Mr. Fitzgerald was responsible for causing the accident. The alcohol in his bloodstream meant he reacted slower and did not adapt his driving to the dangerous road conditions. Miss Clarkson was driving perfectly within the law at the time of the accident. Both cars were legally in order, with regular services and all parts in perfect working conditions before the accident. However, a structural defect was detected with Miss Clarkson's Atos. Further investigation found that Hyundai knew of the defect, but did nothing about it. More than 400 similar cases have been reported nationwide. Mr. Fitzgerald was responsible for causing the accident. The alcohol in his bloodstream meant he reacted slower and did not adapt his driving to the dangerous road conditions. Miss Clarkson was driving perfectly within the law at the time of the accident. Both cars were legally in order, with regular services and all parts in perfect working conditions before the accident. However, a structural defect was detected with Miss Clarkson's Atos. Further investigation found that Hyundai knew of the defect but did nothing about it. More than 400 similar cases have been reported nationwide. According to strict government regulations, all car bumpers must be able to withstand an impact of 45 miles per hour without crumpling, in order to protect the more vulnerable parts of the car. However, in this case, the bumper crumpled immediately, allowing the gas tank to become exposed and causing the consequent fire. Hyundai have said that the Zeekon Aluminum Car Parts Company are responsible for making the bumpers for the Atos and did not respect these government regulations. The city street lighting department said that they had received complaints, but they were in a process of review at the time of the accident. The city maintenance department said it was impossible to clear all the streets of ice of the entire city due to the exceptionally bad weather at the time. Statistics show that there are 15% more accidents in the area of the accident than the city average. The police have announced they are investigating criminal liability for the owner of Donnie's Bar. According to California state law, a bar manager can be held responsible for the damage that one of his or her customers causes while driving under the influence of alcohol consumed in their bar.